Sounds of the Commons, Episode 1, Stand By. Sounds of the Commons, Episode 1.
Was served for free at Dracula's house by the sea. The wolfman was there, the monster was there. The only normal person there was me.
And I was on the pound.
We're on the pound, we're in some Greek cuisine.
And it's 5:35
p.m. We're downwind of it.
The effervescent.
Well, now,
you have a business smell.
Some kind of beef. Yes, I think it,
We soon will be getting some sounds of the common stamp.
My valet car.
There's the beef.
Are you recording this?
Oh,
no,
of course not.
This is the, oh, this
Why
is,
are you
wait, we have to get a word from, Sammy here.
I think you're very strange. What are you doing that
Excuse
for?
Excuse me?
I said, I think you're very strange. What are you doing that for?
We're doing this for radio.
For the radio?
Yes.
What radio?
Can we use your voice on the radio?
We're using your voice for, like, you know, we're going to go through all the stages of the comments.
On MNJ?
Yeah, all the ways that you thought we would throw up.
Sure.
Right? All right, thank you. Thank
okay.
you for your pleasure.
You have a nice meal.
Thank you. One of the more pleasant people here.
Wait, let's look.
Do you have one somewhere? Welcome to Silas.
Why is this line moving so slowly?
Why is it not moving at all is a big question.
You probably won't even hear me saying this over the air.
I'm going to do just like they told me to do. They said give me 3 strips of beef. Okay?
So what do you think about your job here?
It's been so nice of picking up your charm.
What do you think about your job here?
Oh, I love it. It's great.
You love it? It's great?
And I love my managers.
Hey,
they are so nice.
I have something to say too.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep it clean though. It's for the air.
My name is Shemaine. I'm a prospective freshman here.
And she doesn't work too good at all.
At all? So you don't, all right. So
that's fire.
So you love your job. Hey.
Yeah. Tell me, what do you think about these
what do you think about the clean silverware they have here?
Hold up the line.
Oh,
they
can hold up the line. This is my friend here.
Mike, you're burning the radio.
Okay.
And you're burning your radio?
I'm burning the radio now. All right. Good.
What's this stuff here?
What is this stuff? Okay. It was a personal critique of what you did.
Do you have the Hooters on his tape?
I think we're having Hooters for dinner, though.
Can you speak to him for a second? Frank,
so what do you think about your job here at Silas Corporation? He's a happy Silas worker here.
Yep.
Here he is.
Explain to us, sir.
Excuse me here. Get him on the air. Explain to us.
Whoa. Explain to us why the glasses are never clean here.
They don't use Cascade.
See that?
What are the little stars on the bottom? I never see. They're new.
This. So you can't see.
Again, you get one of these glass with stars on it. We take it to the additional guy to give you a dollar.
What's the this pattern? It looks like a hair on the bottom. What's that?
You say?
It's a hair.
It's like a little.
That's exactly what it is. A piece of hair.
It's a piece of hair. There's a piece of hair in the cup. Like everyone.
Here's the ice machine. We're in the main area now.
I see a table on the end there, Frank.
All right, let's go. We got the coffee.
Tune in next time for episode 2 of Sounds of the Commons.
They don't use Cascade.
Sounds of the Commons, episode 2, Stand By. Sounds of the Commons, Episode 2.
A dinner was served for 3 at Dracula's house by the sea.
The wolfman was there, the monster was there. The only normal person there was me.
I like the food here.
It's improving.
improving?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, look at this. Look at, you've got two colors.
Yeah.
Before you only had one color.
That's right.
Now you've got like an off yellow
and
an off orange.
Wow.
It's an off yellow orange.
Profound words from Warren.
Here it is. Our first happy commons eater. So tell us, Mr. What's your name, sir?
I don't have a name.
He doesn't have a name. But tell us why, tell us what you think about the food here at the commons, and please keep it relatively clean. We have to use this on the air.
Well, wait a second. I have to throw up first, and then I'll come back and tell you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Sorry.
Ew. Then a hair in the cake.
A hair in my cake is a real, real hair. Ew, it's like a rat hair. Ew,
it's disgusting. Ew. It may be, Frank.
It really, I'm
oh my god. That's gross. That is a rodent hair.
There's a rodent hair in my cake. Oh my god.
Frank, that's a hair, Frank.
No kidding, man.
Ew. Let me see that.
Ew.
Is that really a rodent?
It's a whisker. It's a rat whisker. It's a rat whisker in my cake.
Ew. That's disgusting, man. You just blew my appetite.
Well, this has been a highly unsatisfying meal so far. I wonder who's responsible.
Oh, ladies, you seem to be enjoying your dinner tonight.
Try to keep this clean, okay? This is going to be on the air, so try to tell us, what do you think about the food tonight? Oh, good. Your name is?
No more Lucky Charms.
Natalie, tell us what you think about the dinner tonight.
I thought it was good.
Excuse me, I didn't quite hear what you said.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay, and your name is?
Loredana.
Excuse me, you can't yell.
Loredana? Yeah.
Okay, and what did you think about your meal tonight? I see you made a nice little creation there in your bowl.
Yeah. Lucky Charms were great.
Yeah, there's no Lucky Charms left.
The Lucky Charms were great. So you feel you're getting your money's worth tonight for your dinner.
Oh, yeah. Can I ask you something? Why are you taping this?
This is going to make you famous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, thank you for your help. There we have it, a woman's opinion.
All right, here we go.
Hi,
we
are. It's behind the scenes here now in Silas. He's another Happy Silas worker.
Another Happy Silas worker. And your name is, ma'am?
Wanda Stevens.
And what do you think about your work here? Well, there you go.
We're going where no man has seen before. This is bizarre.
The kitchen.
God. Well, who knows what horrors lie in store for us here? And how are you tonight?
What is your name, sir?
Willie's
one of the chefs here at Siler's. We use that term relatively. So, Willie, what do you think about your work here and the food here at Siler's?
That's all right.
It's all right?
Not bad.
Let's see that?
Okay.
Cool. You're a chef here, right, sir? And your name is?
Ed.
So, Ed, what do you think about working for Siler's and your job here?
I think it's great.
You think it's great? You think the food is really good?
Yeah, it's very good.
Good? Okay, good. Okay. Obviously,
all brainwashed.
What do you think about this organization you have here?
It's a nice place.
It's a nice place. And the food quality?
Excellent.
You feel everything is running fine here this year?
Excellent.
Because what do you feel about...
See the salad bar girl. The salad bar girl is coming in right now. And you're... The salad bar girl. Hello. And your name is?
Harmony.
And Harmony, what do you think about your job as a salad bar person?
It's great.
It's great?
Yeah.
You think the salad's really fine here?
Yeah.
Explain. Why is the lettuce brown? We got no answer on that, unavailable for comments. All
right. Now we're going to go into the more quiet down here. It's late now. Many people have left. And we're going to get some more personal opinions about what do you think about Siler's food.
Tune in next time for episode 3 of Sounds of the Commons. Sounds of the Commons, Episode 3, Stand By. Sounds of the Commons, Episode 3.
Dinner was served for three at Dracula's house by the sea. The Wolfman was there, the monster was there. The only normal person there was me.
Jeff?
Yes?
And, Jeff, try to keep it clean. What did you think of your meal here tonight at Sours?
You don't want to know.
Why not?
It's not clean.
Okay, there we go. A very simple, announcement.
Another MJ DJ, it's Brian Cassidy.
Brian Cassidy. And Brian, what did you think of your meal here?
My meal?
Yeah, your meal, the thing you just ate. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's what it was. Mm. Yeah. Well, it was good. I wonder what went wrong.
Okay. Let's move over to out of the quiet dining area. Dave, tell us about your dinner tonight. What do you think?
Good. How are you this evening?
I hear you. Thank you. Does it matter?
What?
Does it matter?
Well, it doesn't really matter. But you've been eating Collins food for a long time. You've been eating Salas food for a long time, haven't you?
Solid food.
Salas food. This food.
That's right.
And what do you think about it?
I think it's the best of the three food services they've had here.
Yeah? So there actually was two more food services here before Salas.
Yes.
And they were very bad.
Well, one was very bad, one was just bad.
Yeah? So, and this is the best one they've had here.
It's not only good, I think it's definitely good. Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you for your comment there, sir.
Hello. And what is your name, sir?
Fred Arnold.
So, Fred, you're eating Salas food, right?
I think so.
So, what do you think of your meal tonight?
Tonight's meal is good.
Tonight's meal is good, and generally, what do you think of the meals here at Salas? Keep it clean, please, out in the air.
Blah.
Very blah?
Yes.
Did you know that there were two other food corporations here before Salas?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know that, huh?
They're called Woods and Sagas.
Sagas. Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, the food, what was it like tonight?
I had London broil and they had liver. It surprised the hell out of me that the liver didn't do better, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can imagine.
They wanted to move the liver, it was the wrong night to do that.
Yeah, all right, thank you. And now we're on our last leg of our journey here. We're at the dishwasher stage. Now, we always put the trays down here on the ramp, and we always wonder where they go. And here's one of the guys, Mad Dog Ernie Deli. He's also a dish caretaker. Ernie, tell us about what happens to these dishes here. All right, so we've got the comments.
There you go.
Well, this has been Mad Mike. This is Mad Mike. This has been Mad Mike, and this is...
I'm Frank, otherwise known as Frank Nora, Master of the Airwaves.
And this concludes another edition of Anything But Mondays. We were at the Commons.
And oh wait, Brian Cassidy's here.
Goodbye, Brian Cassidy.
Good night, whatever you are!
One was called Woods.
Woods had credit cards they could float alone.
They had credit cards they could float alone.
Wooden credit cards.
The humor runs rampant in the Collins. Saga and Woods were the two food services before Sollers.
Craziness.
So when will the fourth be in? Who knows? Who knows? Let's get a more of an unbiased opinion here. Let's get somebody unsuspecting.
How about Fred?
Fred who? Fred the Furrier?
No.
Where is he?
Right. Hello. And what is your name, sir?
Fred Arnold.
So, Fred, you're eating Salas food, right?
I think so.
So, what do you think of your meal tonight?
Tonight's meal is good.
Tonight's meal is good, and generally, what do you think of the meals here at Salas? Keep it clean, please. It's out in the air.
Blah.
Very blah?
Yes.
Did you know that there were two other food corporations here before Salas?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know that, huh?
They're called Woods and Sagas.
Sagas. Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. This is definitely material for the David Letterman show. Thank you.
That's right.
Let's go. Excuse me, sir. What do you think about the food here tonight at dinner? You're bringing your tray back. What do you think about your food? Mike, the food. What was it like tonight?
I had London broil and they had liver. It surprised the hell out of me that the liver didn't do better, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can imagine.
They wanted to move the liver. It was the wrong night to do that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. And now we're on our last leg of our journey here. We're at the dishwasher stage. Now, we always put the trays down here on the ramp, and we always wonder where they go. And here's one of the guys, Mad Dog Ernie Deli. He's also a dish caretaker. Ernie, tell us about what happens to these dishes here. All right, so we got the comments.
There you go.
Well,
a little tape left. We can go and slip it to the other side if we had to.
Yeah. No, we can't.
No, we can't, really? Okay, let's pause it and...
This is emptying out.
It's time to get our jackets and head out. And we'll listen to this tape, edit it, and make a tape out of it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, this has been Mad Mike. This is Mad Mike. This has been Mad Mike, and this is...
I'm Frank, otherwise known as Frank Nora, Master of the Airwaves.
And this concludes another edition of Anything But Mondays. We're at the Commons.
And oh, wait, Brian Cassidy's here.
Goodbye, Brian Cassidy.
I said,
No.
What's the game on the other side?
On the game room.
What's the game room on the other side? The game on the other side?
I don't know. Why don't we just take this back?
You guys have interesting stuff.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm happy for you.
Want to take it back first, then go to the game room?
Yeah. We don't have much tape left.
In Dialogue 3, Giovanni is asking the girl at a newsstand, un'edicola, whether she sells English newspapers. What does he buy from her? Time or The Times?
Signorina, ha dei giornali stranieri?
Sì, alcuni.
Che giornali inglesi ha?
Giornali inglesi, ci abbiamo il Time, Newsweek, Express.
Mi dà il Times?
Sì.
Cioè, ha il Time o il Times?
Abbiamo il Time, la rivista, e il Times, il quotidiano.
E il Times quotidiano?
Sì.
Quanto costa il Times quotidiano?
900 lire.
900 lire. Bene, lo compro.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Perché ci sono anche quelle col filtro, sono meno forti. Dopo ci sono queste nazionali qui col filtro e non tanto.
Thank you.
Ha delle sigarette americane?
Sì, abbiamo Camel, Lucky Strike, Marlboro.
Right here. Can we stop this?
No, I don't want to pick one of the fast.
Look, I have a welt. Wait. I have a welt on my arm from a pen mark. Frank, we're not playing Pablo Picasso.
It's an accident.
He just jumped in there all by itself. I have this huge gouge on my arm from a pen. The blood's gushing out all over the equipment here. You know, I don't know how much longer I'm going to make it without passing out. Hey, look at this. Instant news. Instant weather.
Do it up.
Can't hear anything except static.
Wait, let me see.
This is garbage. We're running out of promos. Let's try this news broadcast. Let's see what this news broadcast sounds like.
Yeah.
We're just doing spontaneity here. Here it goes. Here's the news broadcast. Let's see
what
it sounds
afternoon.
Like.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Sweeney with the WMNJ.
Mike
news
Sweeney, our buddy.
For Monday, March 31st.
We were in here when he was doing this.
A Libyan official has stated that the Libyan Navy is prepared to start maneuvers in international waters off the coast of the United States. The action is to counteract the exchange of fire last week.
How are they going to get here?
Three of the men accused of conspiring to kill the Pope have been acquitted and given the temporary approval to stay in
Italy. Maneuvers off the coast.
The chief prosecutor has 30 days to appeal the decision
on the fate of
two Turks and one Bulgarian. President Reagan plans to submit legislation shortly to the Congress that would recommend a task force on insurance liability. The legislation would restrict attorneys' fees and limit pain and suffering awards. The right to die trial in Morristown continues today as a court-appointed guardian for the six-year comatose woman is to present witnesses.
What kind of news broadcast is this?
At Drew tomorrow night at 7:30 in Great Hall, Congressman Dean Gallo will address student concerns.
Whoa, be there.
In the weather, sunny and beautiful today, highs in the 70s, clear tonight with temperatures near 50. Sunny and breezy tomorrow, highs near 75.
77,
for this WMNJ
75,
News Brief,
the best
I'm Mike
Sweeney. On this station.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Hey, if you want to hear Pablo Picasso, call up.
We're not playing Pablo Picasso.
I'll kill Mike and play it.
Kill Mike. Hey, it's time for the word of the later in the morning.
Later in the morning word of the day.
Because we was when he was here. Okay, here we go. Random.
Well, we've only been talking for 4 minutes. We want to talk for like 10 minutes.
10, 20. We can talk all we want. Yeah. This is our airtime. Can't do anything about it. Ooh. Okay. Here it is. Put your finger in the page.
On this page?
Cozy.
Cozy.
Warm and comfortable, snug. A padded cover for a teapot to keep the tea hot. Well, I guess that's cozy. That's English. So we're nice and cozy down here.
We are.
And we're also counterproductive, having results contrary to those intended.
That's true.
That is true. And we're also counter-revolutionaries. Oh, we don't want to hear the news.
The winds are north.
The winds are north. Just in case you wanted to know that. Truly tasteless joke. Put your finger in randomly.
This.
Why did the fellow trade in his wife for an outhouse? The hole was smaller and the smell was better. Whoa! That's tasteless.
Wait a second. I think it's a new feature. It's first phone call, we'll put you on the air.
Phone call, we put you on the air. You'll hear yourself talk on the air. You can say anything you want. You can swear, Steve Rogers.
Stick the phone up to the microphone.
Come on, we're waiting for a phone call. We're staying on the air until you call.
4466.
We're staying on the air until you call. We're waiting. Dead air. You keep talking. Keep saying something.
You know, we want a phone call right now. We need a phone call. If I don't. A little bit upset. And you know, I get upset. I do things. Upset. I take.
You peel the flesh. Pours out. Pours.
No one's listening, so it does not matter whether or not we play music or not. No one's listening, so it does not matter whether or not we play music or not.
Hey, so no one is listening to us. Obviously, if you're listening to us, you call in and tell us to stop talking.
If anyone listening to us, they should call us at 377-4466. It's very, very,
very, very simple.
It's very simple. I don't see anyone calling up right now.
Still waiting. Phone call should be Reed Fleming. Let's do Reed Fleming.
Okay, let's get to
next
Reed
episode of Reed Fleming, World's Toughest Milkman.
Oh, it's over.
Okay, here we go. No, I don't want to hear it. Here we go. Please, in the background. Real quiet.
Yeah.
Okay, Reed Fleming is, waiting he's not going to work. Reed Fleming is waiting at a stoplight, right? And he's in his milk truck and he's smoking. And all of a sudden, these two guys, wise guys, drive up in these damn heads, these hell guys, drive up in the car next to him and say, "Hey, skinhead, you want to drag?" And then Reed, clenching the cigarette in between his teeth, says, "What did you say? Skinhead, skinhead," in the next frame, and the car's taking off, right? And Reed's jumping out of the truck to go after him. "Come here," right? And goes in the next frame, the guys are going, why don't he use his truck, the dumb dork? Right, but they don't know the powers of Reed Fleming, the world's toughest milkman.
Yeah.
As Reed is chasing after the car in the next frame, he grabs onto the back of the car, uses the muffler to jolt himself up on the trunk. Now he's on the trunk. In the next frame, the guy's going, "Hey, Rex, he's."
I'll shake him.
The guy says, and he hits the brakes and tries to shake Reed, and Reed falls off the back of the car. But he grabs onto the muffler at the last second. He's dragging along like Indiana Jones, and then Reed is grabbing on, standing up now, surfing like on the back of the car.
Yeah.
He jumps on the back of the car. He's standing on the trunk again.
Mike, this is boring.
And he goes, "He's back." The guys go, "I'm a skinhead, am I? Well, we'll see about that." And he throws a cigarette into the gas tank and blows up the car.
All right, this is hopeless. Let's play a song.
Definitely not Down Under.
Yeah,
it's all right, though. It's a good song. Men at Work, and we're still Mike and Frank.
Give us a call.
Give us a call. We're still the masters of the airwaves.
Traveling in a fighter combi.
Hey, this is what we think of progressive music.
There we go, Frank. There we go, we're off. There we go. Oh, exploding white mice down the tubes.
Let's go, Steve Rogers.
Country albums. Here we go. Oh, there we go. John Denver. Hey. Alabama, down the tube. Yeah. Garbage.
Well, I had an idea that we're going to subject people to Superdog and then Mike's record collection.
Subject people to it. Wait, let's finish breaking this record. One more. Wait, here. Thank you. You too?
You too.
That's it. Superdog! Put Superdog. Is it ready?
Yeah, let me see.
Is it on cassette?
It's ready, yeah. Here's
new from the producers of Superman, Superman 2, Superman 3, and Supergirl comes Superdog. Faster than a speeding mailman, more powerful than a veterinarian, able to leap tall fire hydrants in a single bound. It's Superdog, starring Gene Houndog and Christopher Rover, coming soon to a theater near you.
All right, and Steve, that's called creativity. Read my lips.
Creativity.
Creativity. Can you say that?
Yeah.
Go say it to your mom.
Yeah, I think we need
she slap you, then you said it right. Okay. Let's talk like this for our underclassmen, okay? Let's talk with our friends from New York, okay? Let's talk like this.
Like Pablo Picasso,
I don't hear what you say, Frank.
It has the A word on it all the time.
The A word?
And you're allowed to play it, too.
No, we're not, Frank.
No, yes, you are. Melissa.
I think we should talk I think we should play some country music on the show right now, Frank.
Here's a little Pablo Picasso.
I don't want to hear Pablo Picasso, man.
It's a good song. And
no, man, I don't want to hear it. I want to hear some Alabama or something like that.
Let's see when's it coming on.
I don't want to hear it, Franklin. I want to hear it.
It's not on yet.
Good. We'll play this. Let's play. We have nothing to play.
It should be on.
Wait. Put this in. Hey, we got like a PSA. Hold on. We got to make an announcement.
It's on.
I don't care.
All right, do the PSA over it.
Okay, go ahead.
PSA. What do you
want to
do?
What's the name of this song?
Pablo Picasso.
Pablo Picasso. You think about art in here?
Some people try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. This never happened to Pablo Picasso. Why he could walk down the street.
Autism?
Girls could not resist his stare.
Yeah, autism. This is it. April 1st, start date, run continuously. Call 1-800-4 Autism to find out about short-term emergency care as well as information about school services and programs available for individuals with autism in New Jersey. Helpline hours on Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For immediate release, end April 19th, 1986. Issues in Autism. 1986 will be held on April 19th, 1986 at Douglas College in New Brunswick. Parents, professionals, and students are invited to call for further information. 609-895-0190. We read all PSA numbers.
In his El Dorado.
Enjoy the song.
Only 5'3". Girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. When he dropped down the street in his El Dorado, why he was only 5'3".
So I think, Mike, you like this song?
No, it's just Danny, Frank. Pablo Picasso was never calling
You can't say it.
I didn't say it.
You can't say it on
air. I didn't say it. I said, uh-oh.
You're going to get in trouble with this, you know? It's like, the words are supposed to fit into the song, you know?
But I didn't say it.
You said, uh-oh. That's right. I guess you can say profane words with just the vowels.
You are,
uh-oh. Yeah.
Here's the anagram of a profane word, Frank.
Uh-oh.
Here's an anagram of a profane word. This.
Oh, this, man. This.
This, man.
This looks like it's just a bad word.
Let's turn this off.
Yeah, this is going off. All right. How do you all like that out there in Radio Land? There's no one listening. You know that?
Madison Chatham has people listening. You can call in 377-446-6465, or you can have Mike grab the microphone and go, start spreading the news. I'm leaving. Let me finish.
Hey, this is what we think of progressive music.
No, I'm not singing progressive music.
All right.
Don't break my albums. No.
There goes some Frank.
Albums. No. It's off. I wanted to do a little Frank.
All right, go ahead. But Frank with Weather Radio.
Frank with Frank. I see my concentration is broken now. You ruined it.
We're breaking all the laws
in the world possible on this radio station. And now we have some Paul McCartney with Count It Up.
And right after that, we have a little Star Trek theme by...
Carson, thanks for being here within a half hour. It's about an hour later now. We're still here.
Thanks a lot, man. I mean, come on, Carson.
Yeah, man.
You have responsibilities, Carson.
Yeah, Carson. It's almost time for 10:30.
Responsibilities. We have to go. We are missing a class because of this, Carson.
What the heck is this thing?
Wait, the red.
It's the Christmas. It's the Christmas promo. It's probably got swears all over.
There's a red card in there. We're gonna play it right now.
Red card. It's red. Let's see what it sounds like.
This is a test.
This
station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast.
But also, we can't have that.
Oh my! Wait, we gotta keep it. Oh my! I'm sorry. Please forgive me. It doesn't say anything on it. Please, FCC, please.
We didn't know anything about the red card. Is this recording?
Yeah.
We didn't know anything about the red card. We swear. Frank just put it in.
I'm sorry. Look,
but
remember, FCC,
it is,
FCC.
Remember, it is Frank that put the card in. And not me.
Look, we just fell off the wall.
It's a signal.
Somebody fell off the wall. Oh, my God. FCC is using their power.
This is a power. The powers of the FCC.
Sorry.
The long arm of the FCC.
We're sorry. Something just fell off the wall. It says, Fred Small, Songs for a Changing World. Oh my God!
Can you believe it?
Look at that! It's going so slow. It's like, oh my God! We just started World War III.
We started DEFCON 4. It's all our fault.
Oh my God!
But she's like a flower. We're coming up.
Everyone out there, go to Riker Room.
It was paused.
It was paused. Oh, my God. Or call 966-8369. That's 966-8369. These classes are sponsored by the Drew Health Service Center. No, I'm playing something else. Mike. And Southeast Mars chapter of the American Red Cross. Now, here is the Alligator Rock. See, I knew what it was.
Crocodile. Not alligator.
Okay, there you go. Airwaves, dedicated to me. Whoops, what was that? Well, I guess that was another song that just came on. You know, Mike has gone to class already. He has to go to his 11 o'clock class. So do I. But guess who's not here yet? Carson Hanrahan. Why don't I give him a call right now, see if he's in his room. You know, Carson can get kicked off the air for doing this, but you know, I don't know. Listen to this. It's like, here we go. I don't know if you can hear that or not. It's like Carson's not in his room, and he's nowhere. He's at the airport. So I have to stay down here, keep spinning the records for you people. I don't know. It's just a thankless job. It really is. This is WMNJ, Madison Chatham, 88.9 FM stereo. I am Frank Nora. I need a new name. No one has called in with a new name. So I'm just Frank the Airwaves Nora right now. I can't help it. You know, I don't think there's anyone out there listening, in fact. I really don't. I would seriously doubt it. In fact, If you are listening and you can possibly get to a phone, I would really appreciate a phone call at 377-4466, 377-4466. Yeah, I know you can remember that because it's 377-4466. And just please call up because, you know, I feel like I'm down here for nothing because, like, everyone's at class and no one's listening and, oh, I don't know. It's just terrible. So if you're listening, call in. I'll play your request. I'll do everything. So let's see. It's 8 of 11. And I've already missed one class, and I'm probably going to miss another one because Carson had to get back from Newark Airport, and who knows what could have happened on the way there. I'm sure it'll be a very interesting tale for him to tell. But right now we have a little Alan Parsons project, and this is, first we're going to have a little instrumental called Sirius, and then Eye in the Sky. So enjoy this Alan Parsons Project Festival, will you please?